Hello and welcome to Buena Vista, the podcast that brings you the news that's important to you. And that is all posts from my estranged grandmother's Facebook feed all day, every day. We've got a banger episode for you today. Plenty of posts from my estranged grandmother's Facebook feed. All killer, no filler. Now, before we get started today, let's check in with my estranged grandmother's Facebook feed. First up, we've got a classic of the genre. Share from the page Aussie As, and it's a picture of an Australian flag asking how many people will share the Australian flag proudly on their page. I know I will. And there's a comment here from Edna who says, I have one on my mobility scooter. Now on the 2nd of December, you guys might actually already know this one, my estranged grandmother shared a post from the page Jokes and Memes, which says, how can we have a Black Friday when we can't have coon cheese?
Yeah. That rules in two ways, I think.
Oh, so I'm not supposed to do one kind of racism or another kind of racism?
or just say the word black. The problem's not the word black.
No, that's fine. You can say that
one. The problem's the slur one.
Yep, that's right.
You could say that the problem is that whoever originally posted this heard the word black and went, it's fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
If they can say it, how come I can't say it?
Also, you can say it because you just did.
You just did.
On the internet.
Yeah. Can I pull the curtain back very, very quickly? Because I just want to give out one piece of information to the listener, sort of behind the scenes revealing the artifice.
Don't pull it back too quickly.
I'm going to pull it back very gently at first. These posts are real. These are just literally, Lucy is just looking at her estranged
grandmother's. I'm sort of drawing from my lived experience.
Yeah. And you don't talk to her anymore?
No.
Well, she's estranged.
Yeah, and neither does a lot of people in the family.
Was this a conscious estrangement of, hey, Grandma, you suck ass. We're not going to talk to you anymore.
It's just
or was
that,
it
like,
gradual?
Hey, we hate you.
Hey, Grandma, we hate you.
So my dad doesn't speak to her.
Fuck off.
Okay. So she's just tried to sort of like weasel her way into my social media. So I just kind of look from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm bringing you all this news.
You're just going to pick that up and use that as content.
That's right. It's all content, baby. I'm sure she doesn't listen to the show.
Suck shit.
All right.
She's not weaseling very hard then.
Back to the 1st of December, we've got a picture of some cute little birds on a branch, and it says, here's a virtual hug to anyone who is hurting. Oh,
maybe she's not so bad.
She sounds like a great person.
Maybe she's not so bad.
Sounds like she cares about me.
Big fans of my estranged grandmother's Facebook feed will know that we're big fans of the page Grandma Funnies around here. So we've got a picture of some men that says, when I get old, I'm not sitting around and knitting. I'm going to be clicking my life alert button and seeing how many firefighters show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to suck them off.
Yes.
Yes.
There's an emergency in my pussy.
Yes.
Oh. Another banger. Recently, there's a picture of a man, and it says, recently they pulled down a statue of Captain Cook in Cairns because it might offend some people.
Who's they?
Today, they're building a statue of Dan Andrews in Melbourne. Explain the logic in this.
Who's they?
Don't know.
Is there actually a statue of Dan Andrews somewhere?
And does she believe the same people are coordinating it? Like the one in, one out statue foundation?
Cook out. Dan Andrews.
Cook out Dan Andrews in.
I think this is like just a thing that they do in, like, if you've been in Parliament, because he was like in Parliament for such a long time.
Oh, for 3,000 days.
Yeah.
Of Parliament. That's weird.
3,000 days of Parliament.
3,000.
Either are or they did build a statue.
Yeah, have you guys ever seen the Captain Cook statue that did get removed?
Is this the one that I'm thinking of where he's doing a
big Hitler salute.
And he looks like absolute shit.
Looks like
shit. A big old cardboard painted box.
Yeah.
Hitler, Captain Cook.
He looks like one
street off the main drag in Cairns.
He looks like he's made of paper mache.
Yeah.
Not good. Just not even a quality Cook statue.
No. And plus he's doing that Nazi salute for some reason.
No, he's going like, look yonder.
I'm a sailor. He's doing like a sailing motion. I'm the captain. Yeah.
Kill anything black over there.
I think it's kind of boat stuff. It's like blacks on the starboard bow.
Or perhaps he's holding his hand up as if to say, hey, Hawaiians, please don't kill me.
Please don't kill me.
They kill him.
Please don't tear me apart.
No spears, Valentine's Day. Please.
Yeah, because his face, the rendering of the big stupid paper mache face looks like stucco.
It looks like
fucking awful rendering on the outside. But the look on his face, he looks afeared. You know, he looks worried about what's coming.
He looks like a man not ready to accept his fate
on Valentine's Day,
which is a Valentine's Day spearing. Yeah.
It looks real bad. The statue's got some problems.
Yeah. Well, it's down now.
The thing is, when a spear's coming straight at you, it's more just a circle, you know?
I suppose so.
Stop. They didn't even pull it down.
What?
They sold it to someone.
Someone bought it because he didn't want to see it bulldozed.
Okay. You just got this big, ugly statue of Captain Cook in your home?
Yeah.
Now it's in his backyard.
So they moved it. They just moved it because they didn't want it to get knocked down.
Yeah, explain the logic.
Lady.
Explain the logic.
You fucking stupid.
Yeah. Hey, Lucy's estranged grandmother. Not very clever.
What the hell?
Yeah. Hey, all right. See something? Maybe check to see if it's real.
Maybe just have a little think. Let's get a quick whip around on who will share the posts from my estranged grandmother's Facebook feed.
Sure.
Andrew. We are Australia and we celebrate Christmas, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Easter, Anzac Day, Australia Day. Share it, you agree?
Yeah.
I share it, I agree.
Do you agree? Father's Day and Mother's Day are funny. Like no one was taking those ones.
Anyone angry about them?
No, or because
was it like
they
non-binary parents day or something.
Yeah, that's they get angry about the idea that that one day they're coming for the gendered parental days.
Oh, it's going to be like trans Father's Day.
These two people do two different jobs, and that's the way I like it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be birthing person's day.
Yeah, they get so angry about birthing parent or birthing person or whatever.
Yeah.
It's also fucked up that, like, you could possibly come to the idea that Christmas is being cancelled in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, if you have
the biggest holiday of the year.
Like, we were just there the other day. It is just December.
Wacko in there.
You were just there at the other day?
You were there
at
Christmas?
I was just there at Christmas. I was at the shops. Sorry. Okay. Probably some a line that you guys weren't on. But
where
like
Christmas
they've got like a 3-story high Christmas tree in the middle of the shops, right? Like,
it's been there since September.
The fuck? And, like, it is so, so, like, linked to our current, like, capitalist system. Like, it's only getting stronger in that kind of sense, right? Like, that you will see more and more of Christmas because it raises profits.
Can I, Theo, raise a question to you that was actually posed by the philosopher Les Claypool?
Sure.
What if Christmas didn't come this year?
Yeah.
Who would cry the biggest tear? The child or the store?
Fuck, wow. He's
so
smart.
So he's always thinking about
and
this stuff.
And he plays bass like an alien.
And he's going at the same time. Yeah
I'm standing back there saying, are you allowed to do that with several rat tails? Can you do that with those rat tails on?
A safari helmet and welding goggles and ask questions like that?
Theo, can I put to you a theory? It aligns, I think, with my theory about Halloween, which is that I think that there's a Venn diagram. One of the circles is people who say, oh, this fucking American bullshit. We shouldn't be doing this American bullshit. It's just stupid. If you come to my door, I'll tell you to fuck off.
Yeah.
And then there's another circle, and it's people saying, no one talks to their neighbors anymore and no one wants to be part of, like, you know, a community or anything. And you can't tell which circle is which because they're like right over the top of each other.
Yeah, the same.
And for Christmas, I think there is people who say they're trying to cancel Christmas, that you can't even say Merry Christmas anymore. They'll castrate you right there in front of the Maya window.
Yeah.
And then also those people will turn around and say, oh, all the Christmas stuff is in the stores earlier and earlier every year.
Hot cross buns this early.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
can I propose another Venn diagram? It's got a little circle. Yeah. It's got a little circle with Lucy's estranged grandmother labeled on it. And then a much larger circle that it's completely enveloped on upon by labeled stupid fuckheads.
Oh. Mm. Huh. What?
And there's a pretty big circle in there somewhere that's just like women over 65.
Yeah. I just
she
don't
offered
feel...
you a virtual hug, Theo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope she dies.
I don't know enough about Lucy's estranged grandmother and the history of their relationship.
I know enough.
To... Okay.
I've seen enough.
Yeah.
All right, Theo. Now
my chair on The Voice has turned around. And I've slammed the huge euthanasia button sitting in front of me.
I don't think
Kill
The Voice has
this
that.
Dumb bitch.
After
You're
7 years of podcasting
the, like, red
together.
Faces gong.
You can kind of say anything to each other. Podcasting is kind of as intimate as you can get with another mm-hmm. person, really.
Yeah.
So, Theo,
I'm
assuming...
Someone cuts her in half with a katana.
You're not going to share the AI-generated picture of an old man crying that says, last veteran of his World War II battle group marching alone in Victory Day parade. How many people will share this hero? Will you?
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna, because that's, like, so clearly an obvious thing to...
He's crying,
like,
though. He's the last
he's
in
crying.
His Victory Day parade.
Yeah.
Battle group. Last of his battle group. Why
oh,
won't you
share?
Oh, you're
on the side of the Nazis.
And you're not sharing. Why is that?
Why yeah. is that? Well, Ben, can I ask you...
Yes.
With this AI picture of really good-looking American soldiers mm-hmm. sitting at a funeral that all have two prosthetic legs... can you tell me why pictures like this never trend?
Yeah, it's so fucking sad.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Well,
that's...
I mean, it's trending right now. You clicked on it and you shared
a lot.
The
40 hotties that are double amputees from the leg down.
That
just...
look kind of like porn stars, but they're like double amputees.
I was wondering who was sharing this. I assumed that only that this was by bots for bots. Kind of.
You don't have any estranged grandparents?
And they go on. Well, I'm not on Facebook. And no, all my grandparents except one are dead.
Hmm.
And the other one's Viv.
I'm 4 for 4, baby.
Viv would be sharing them if she could find out where the buttons were.
Yeah.
She's
She'd be sharing the firefighter
She's
post.
Got some
That's
arthritis problems.
We really should be milking all of our grandparents for content.
Yeah.
I'm glad you put the end of that sentence on there.
We should be milking our grandparents for content.
Oh, hey, memes. You find them everywhere. Sometimes you even find them in... a hole. It's time for a hole report.
Hole report. Hole report. It starts making sense as you want the best voices calling. You're falling.
Someone should fill in that memo hole.
Don't say that. This is from the Associated Press. Authorities fear a Pennsylvania woman was swallowed by a sinkhole while looking for her cat.
Sorry, Mima, that's pretty funny.
It's so hard not to laugh at this. Authorities fear a grandmother who disappeared while looking for a cat may have been swallowed up by a sinkhole that recently opened up in a western Pennsylvania village.
What was she posting online, you know?
Yeah, was she racist? She's in western Pennsylvania.
I didn't even know this was going to be the first story.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Theo, that's synchronicity. Simpatico.
Yes, yeah.
Serendipity.
We need to see the post before Theo can render his judgment like Caesar. You know? Before
Grandma,
Theo can...
you have been judged.
She's already been judged. Memo's in hell.
Yeah.
The earth
like
opened
a sinkhole.
Up and took
it, yeah, kind of really. That's a hell
she
now.
Didn't get,
it's
didn't get spirited away on a wily hot air balloon, did she? Then you could sort of draw a different conclusion instead. Straight down.
You know what? You don't often hear about the opposite of this happening, do you? That like like a god ray sort of came down and then she disappeared upwards.
Into the sky.
Clouds open and Mimor ascends to heaven?
Yeah.
I think most Mimors go to hell. That's unfortunate. So make peace
all
with Mimors, your Mimor while she's
all
still
Mimors
around.
Go to hell.
That's right. So sorry if this is your Mimo and you're listening to this.
But
I bet she was a lovely woman. Unless.
Statistically, it's going to be like, oh, I was going to say a maximum of one person, but we don't know.
We got a lot of
progeny.
Listeners in Pennsylvania.
Shitload of them. Weirdly, a lot. I had like 3 people in Virginia this week. comment on the pronunciation of a road from a story in our last episode.
Yeah. Was it to say we got it wrong?
No, there was two people saying that I got it wrong and one person saying I got it right. So,
well, I think that person's correct and the other two are just kind of sore losers about not having their own podcast.
Yeah.
See, I'm learning. There was a question on Jeopardy the other day about the river in, like, Pennsylvania. And I was like, Schuylkill? Schuylkill.
Oh, did I get it wrong again?
No, I think that's right.
We've been lambasted for this so many fucking
times.
We
will never get it right because it doesn't matter to us.
It's Dutch, yes. So we don't give a shit.
In our mind, walk-in robe, there is no hook on which to hang the pronunciation.
What do you guys know about the Derwent River?
Schuylkill. You don't know shit about the Derwent. I drank seven beers made with water from the Derwent River over the weekend. They're all delicious.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. That's a 45-minute drive from your house, Lucy, so ages away, you'll never go.
Yeah, I'll never go.
Now, if everyone can draw a 45-minute drive line around wherever the place was that you said.
It's 2 meters tall. There's not that many breweries around Hobart. Okay. Most of them are in Hobart. Shambles, Hobart Brewing Company, Fox Friday. Why am I doing this? Cruz lowered a pole camera with a sensitive listening device into the hole in Marguerite on Tuesday. They probably don't pronounce Marguerite, do they?
You don't want to hear the hole.
Yeah. Isn't that fucked up?
Listening device.
But you do want to hear if there's just like a muffled...
Help?
Yeah.
You know?
Hello? Hello? I don't want the faint sounds of a trapped meme or... Is such a like?
How big is
a
sinkhole?
Worse.
Is it like a well size, or is it bigger than that?
I think this is a big one. Like the fact that you can't just look down into it and be like, "Oh, there she is." Hey,
yeah, I thought a sinkhole is just like the earth kind of gets lower.
Also, this is like
more than it opens up and swallows what's on top of it. Like people straight up lose whole cars in sinkholes.
But even when you lose the car into a sinkhole, it's like 5 feet deep and the car's just like tipped forward into it.
It's just in it.
Whereas so this is she's like, fucking
she's
gone.
Down there.
She's
Meemaw's in limbo.
Downstairs.
Most cars downstairs. Are bigger than most grandmas, to be fair.
Most cars bigger than most grandmas. Yeah,
I'm leaving myself a little room.
Large grandmas, small cars.
There's some very big grandmas out there. Some pedant's going to be like,
Johnny Marr riff car. Under that. Got a Smith song.
Yeah. Also, lowering a listening device on a big pole into the sinkhole that took your Mima is some page 150 of House of Leaves shit.
Yeah, 100%. They're like, oh, that's so weird. This hole is 2 centimeters bigger than our seismograph said it should be or whatever.
Also, there's a whole bunch of shit about like...
stuff about academia.
Academia, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to have gotten a bunch of the stuff in there, but I enjoy it.
Sometimes the writing's kind of like spookily laid out.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah! There's only one word on this page. A second camera lowered into the hole showed what could be a shoe. Why did it take a second camera to see the shoe? What did the second camera capture that the first camera couldn't?
The first camera had to keep looking at the entity.
Yeah. And then the second camera, while the entity was being observed, could look around elsewhere.
That's correct.
To find the shoe.
Yeah.
This is genuinely... Oh, no, it's funny. This is a funny news story. The family of Elizabeth Pollard, 64, called police at about 1 a.m. Tuesday to say she had not been seen since going out Monday evening to search for Pepper, her cat. Police said they found Pollard's car parked near Monday's Union Restaurant in Marguerite, about 40 miles east of Pittsburgh. Pollard's 5-year-old granddaughter was found safe inside the car. The manhole-sized opening, that's not big enough.
It's a little
bigger than some grandma's. Opening.
Bigger than this grandma, maybe.
Smaller than most cars, bigger than most grandmas.
The manhole-sized opening had not been seen by hunters and restaurant workers who were in the same area in the hours before Pollard's disappearance, leading rescuers to speculate that the sinkhole was new.
Fresh hole?
It's a fresh hole for me more.
Still got that new hole smell.
Oh, man. This is
It's not good, right? Mm. Yeah.
A hole just for her?
A hole
this hole's
for
just
more.
For her.
Just for me more.
Authorities used an excavator to dig in the area where temperatures dropped to below freezing overnight.
Oh, no.
At least it was warm down in the hole, probably.
I hope so.
Trooper Steve Lamani said the shoe was about 30 feet below the surface.
Holy shit.
That's a 30 deep,
feet? That's so far down.
Three-story deep hole. That's a fucking narrow, deep hole for Memor.
Yeah.
Oh, is quote, Memor? Is Memor dead?
Memor can't. Like, there's no fucking
Oh,
way
I thought
alive.
They found her in there. Oh, no, I feel bad didn't. For joking about Memor.
Well, we've still got half a story to go, so feel bad about joking about it after we've finished it.
Yeah.
I've still got to see her posts.
Could be racist. Probably racist. Someone look up how this county voted in the last
yes.
election.
Well, do they all deserve
to, do they deserve to die
to
trapped
die
in a hole?
Underground.
Quote, it almost feels like that's it opened up with her standing on top of it, Lamani said. Well, that's ew. Fucking spooky. Don't say
that's
that in the news.
Really yeah. scary. Like you're just standing there and a hole sucked you out. Oh,
but
no.
like a perfectly you-sized hole.
A Memor-sized hole.
It's just a hole that's Memor-sized and no one else just sucks you down into the gullet of hell.
This is my hole, you know.
I yeah. think they're putting a bit of stank on that, to be quite honest. I think that Memors love to fall over.
Yeah. It, she like, could have just walked into the hole. It doesn't have to have erupted underneath.
She could have just walked into
it.
The hole, like one step in front of the other and then,
But maybe she was the catalyst for the hole opening up. It had already like caved in, but just this, there was like a superficial layer on top.
Yeah.
And then the gentle weight of a Memor, of a Western Pennsylvania Memor.
Broke the seal like a reverse birth.
Oh.
Being accepted back into Gaia.
I think this is a bad omen. I think this sinkhole meant to take someone else and it's going to be angry. And the entity is going to be angry.
Yeah. Because this is just a Memor. And she wasn't meant to be out there at 1 a.m.
I don't think she was meant to be there. I think someone else was meant to be there.
Yeah.
An evil
person.
Pepper
went missing.
Yeah.
Usually, I think, like, deer, maybe.
You think that usually the entity is swallowing deer?
Well, I mean, the entity's got a recipe for venison, and then Memor shows up.
They're making a venison ragu.
Yeah.
Now they're making Memor
ragu.
Very
red meat.
Pollard lives in a small neighborhood across the street from where her car and granddaughter were located. Lamani said. The young girl, quote, not enough in the car and woke up. Grandma never came back, Lamani said. Child stayed in the car until two troopers rescued her. It's not clear what happened to Pepper. Police said sinkholes are not uncommon because of subsidence from coal mining activity in the area.
Oh.
Or is it not uncommon?
Man's hubris.
Because of, like, the entity. Theo, what are you fucking eating?
I'm eating a bolognese.
You got another takeaway bolognese. Cup. Yeah.
So it was like... Someone
people
said,
commented is insane, and I have to agree.
It's weird. That's a weird thing to get from
what,
the shop.
What do you mean? Someone commented there's like, oh, I can't picture like what format it is. It's like a...
It's a cardboard
takeaway
bowl.
It's a box that you would get like a stir fry in or something.
Yeah, yeah. Something normal. Yeah.
Isn't it like a bolognese is in the,
but is
in
there,
the box. And
is
I like,
there pasta?
There is pasta, and I like pasta. Oh,
okay, it's like a spaghetti bolognese.
So what's the problem?
I thought you were just getting a bolognese.
What's the problem?
It's not just a pile of bolognese meat, like the time I accidentally bought a pack of ready-made curry from the shop to have for my lunch at work, and then I got into the microwave, and it was just a pack of the curry meat, and I had to eat like 350 grams of
awesome.
Microwave curry meat.
Do you work from home on a Wednesday or do you work from the office?
I work from home.
Okay. And you like one
day.
Of your like
so you
your,
got your takeaway bolognese.
Favorite things in the world to cook is a bolognese.
I love a bolognese.
You love cooking
it's
a bolognese
just a comfort.
So
it's,
fucking
it's,
much.
It's
but
just
the takeaway
a comfort
one's
for me.
Good.
But the takeaway one's good too because I didn't
you could
have to
have,
cook
like,
it.
On your lunch break, you could have done all your like prep and then got it in like the slow cooker, got it on your Dutch oven, and then like 7 hours later, you have like your perfect bolognese that you make.
No, we've got some in the freezer. I could just warm it up. That's
so
the freezer's bolognese for
bolognese.
Different reasons.
Yeah. You could literally have bolognese at home.
I have options. I've got bolognese options.
Odd.
What's the fucking problem?
It's odd. You're doing
it's
odd
just
shit.
Odd. It's just strange. I just want you to stop doing odd shit.
Stop doing odd shit.
I don't know how.
A team from the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, which responded to the scene, concluded the underground void is likely the result of work in the Marguerite Mine, last
don't
opened by the...
Don't call it that.
Don't call it that.
Oh,
call
the void?
It something else.
The
call
absence the, of something?
The underground empty space. The underground pocket.
Hole.
Anything.
Hole.
Yeah, it's a hole. Call it a fucking hole. Don't call it the underground void.
Yeah.
Okay, so Westmoreland County, which is where the unincorporated township of Marguerite exists.
Oh, they sound unincorporated. That checks out.
They're unincorporated as fuck. They're just like, we don't even know that we are a town.
We don't have a fucking post office or shit. We're unincorporated, bro.
Yeah, we have several stills. We've got some stills, they're probably saying. About 135,000 votes for Donald J. Trump, 74,000 votes for Kamala D. Harris, 567 write-ins for 567 votes for Jill Stein.
Oh,
write-ins! Here we go. 46 write-ins for Robert F. Kennedy. 23 write-ins for Mike Pence.
So the never Trumpers are going for Pence, right?
Seven write-ins for Mitt Romney, 11 write-ins for Ron DeSantis, and 12 write-ins for Cornel West.
Oh, dope. I want to fucking meet those people.
I like the Cornel. 4 write-ins for Condoleezza Rice.
What?
What?
2 Why? Write-ins for Mark Cuban.
Do they record these in America? I'm sorry, this is insane.
They have recorded every individual write-in vote. They keep going.
Wrote Condoleezza, not 4 people wrote Condoleezza Rice.
How many write-in votes for Mark Cuban?
2.
What's the joke with Condoleezza Rice?
Hold on, 2 total, and they were both on election day. 2 write-in votes for Hillary Clinton, 1 on election day, and 1 got mailed in.
Man.
I wish we had this. That's
deranged. That's a deranged thing to do.
It's so cool. And it like keeps going down and down and down. 1 write-in vote for Dan Crenshaw, 1 write-in vote for Thomas Jefferson.
What if you just write like dick and balls? That's not getting recorded, to record right?
I'm going down to... Dick oh, my and God.
Space. Okay, balls.
I think this is about to explain the answer to your question, Lucy. All right, so we've got 46 votes written in for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right? We have 7 write-in votes for Mitt Romney. But if we go way down the list... if we go way down the list, we have 1 write-in vote for... Mitt Romney. And we also have 1 write-in vote for R.F. Kennedy.
Yeah, I guess.
Right down the bottom, we got 1 for Ralph Nader. Good on him. 1 write-in vote for 1 write-in vote for Tony Stark.
Okay.
Now that's funny.
One for John McCain, R.I.P. 1 write-in vote for Taylor Swift.
Okay.
We are truly recording them all. Oh my God, this goes for so long. Hundreds of pages of all of like the 1 write-in vote. 3 write-in votes for Chapel Rowan.
Imagine if you could just write Saddam Hussein. Now that's comedy, baby.
That is comedy. Yeah. Hey, Chapel Rowan, that's good gear.
1 write-in vote for Lana Del Rey, but it's very pleasing to me that Chapel Rowan got more write-in votes than Hillary Clinton. That's funny.
Yeah, me too. I'm worried that maybe this Meemaw was one of our Cornel Wests or one of our Chapel Roans, one of our people.
Why are you guys saying Chapel Roan so funny?
Yeah, why is everyone saying that?
Oh, how do you say it?
Yes.
Oh,
no. Yes.
It's just
it's
Roan.
Someone that's not me getting picked on for pronunciation.
Roan? Like a Roan just horse? Roan.
Just like a Ronin.
What do you mean? Like a Roan. Is a Roan horse?
Like a Roan horse.
Yeah, like a Roan horse.
I'd like it to be like 3 syllables, ideally.
It's not Roan? Like the... Oh no!
Like the writers of,
writers
of,
man, unbelievable. The underground void is likely the result of work in the Marguerite mine, last operated by the H.C. Frick Coke Company in 1952. The Pittsburgh coal seam is about 20 feet below the surface in that area, so Meemaw's in the coals now.
She fell in the coal mine.
She fell in the coal mine.
And I think she's working the coal mines for eternity now.
Yeah.
She's hate it when I fall through the earth into the coal mine from the Silent Hill movie.
Yeah, you know? I hope it's not a fire. It's not a flame in there.
I hope it's not constantly burning underground like the Steven Seagal movie, Fire Down Below.
Yes, or like Silent Hill, the Silent Hill movie.
Yeah.
Or like the real town, yeah.
In those several towns in Pennsylvania. What are they called? Yeah. They all have like weirdly pleasant names.
Silent Hill.
Yep, very pleasant.
Sounds quiet up there.
That's what I'm thinking. Oh, Centralia. Centralia was one that I was thinking of. Yeah. I feel like there's a couple of them. A Department of Environmental Protection spokesperson, Neil Shader, said the state's Bureau of Abandoned Mine Reclamation as your state is not good.
Okay.
We'll examine the scene after the search is over to see if the sinkhole was indeed caused by mine subsidence. Well, don't fucking matter now.
I hope you find Grandma, but like...
This
is really sounding like the cat disappeared and she followed the cat
Yeah.
who is nowhere to be found
Yeah.
to the sinkhole. I think something sinister has gone on.
Meemaw's gone.
Yeah, but she's like not like gone. She's become a different version of herself.
She's changed.
Meemaw has changed.
She's changed forever. You're not going to recognize Meemaw if you cross paths with her again.
Mm. And you'll tell your family. You'll say, Meemaw's just different. And they're like, what are you talking about? She's always, it's just Meemaw. And you'd be like, no, she's changed.
You'll have a very far away look in your eyes and you'll seem distracted.
Mm.
And they'll ask you, like, what do you mean? Meemaw's not,
like she's
not
wearing
the Meemaw you
Meemaw's
remember.
Skin.
She looks like Meemaw.
Yeah.
She even smells like Meemaw, but
and they'll call you crazy.
That's
but you're not crazy.
Anymore,
it's not Meemaw. My Meemaw.
You saying Meemaw's alive?
We dug this
alive.
Mine on top of an Indian burial ground. You know?
I mean, like almost certainly. I have no fucking idea how to segue between these two things.
Okay. Let's. Okay.
I find that when I don't know how to start a task, I break it down into smaller steps.
Okay.
All right, let's start.
The step is do a segue.
Okay, so we're starting off.
Abandoned mine.
We got a big
hole. Meemaws love eating frozen meals, and some frozen meals are grocerant items. It's time for Grocerant Watch. This comes to us from the Grocerant Guru.
Yes. It's been a while.
Has been about a
month,
like I reckon.
About 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks, maybe.
Do people still say it's been a hot minute?
I would.
Yeah, I think maybe like millennials would.
I don't think I'd say that. I think that's a little edgy from my kind of speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucy would say a span of time has occurred.
Yeah. Time has passed. Has Pizza Hut's marketing team lost its relevance?
Probably.
This guy... he's going for the big shots now.
Yeah.
Finger on the pulse.
He's not holding anything back.
No. Pizza Hut's latest marketing effort, introducing a tomato wine in partnership with Kansas-based Irvine's Just Beyond Paradise Winery, raises significant questions about the relevance of its marketing strategy in a food industry driven by consumer preferences, mix-and-match meal bundling, and evolving tastes, according to Stephen Johnson, Grocerant Guru at Tacoma WA-based Food Service Solutions.
To be clear, that's the guy writing this story, right?
That's this guy.
Is he referencing himself?
Steve Johnson wrote this, yeah.
He's
Stephen Johnson.
Doing the fucking Timothy Dalton
Pizza
hot fuzz.
Standing in front of himself.
Yeah. So this is a thing Pizza
Tomato wine.
USA has done. It's like one of those, like, hey, we're doing something funny.
Something funny, okay, yeah.
It's essentially, it's like a fruit wine, I guess.
Degenerate. Yeah, because that's what tomato is.
That says,
tomato's actually a fruit.
I tried Pizza Hut's new tomato wine. Tell me why it was garlicky.
Was there garlic in it?
I mean, it's a Pizza Hut tomato wine.
It's a Pizza Hut
kind
tomato
of
wine.
Does what it says on the bottle.
Yeah. Like, there's no way it tasted good, but they don't give a shit about that. It sounds like they were doing
it
with like a proper winery.
Right?
But yeah, it's a novelty item. You know, it's like the fucking VB fragrance, the...
Yeah,
I don't know.
The Halo body wash that we got sent.
Yep. It's another item for the most annoying cunt you know to say, I actually liked it. I actually liked it.
I actually thought it was really good.
Did you guys hear about this?
Have I told you? I did tell you about it. Well, just as a refresher, I actually liked it.
This is the sort of shit where a company will spend literally like $2 million on it just so that 20 outlets will write a headline like, oh my God, Pizza Hut has a tomato wine and it's random as fuck.
The marketing department's been working on this for like 5 years.
Yeah, I probably wrote a couple of
those
headlines.
You guys would run into like once a year the post about, oh, this, you bring back my childhood, and it's a photo of the Pizza Hut all you can eat.
Yeah.
buffet.
Yeah, we still got one.
You still got one?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
No. I got one.
We had them up until quite recently in Brisbane.
I want them to bring back the Pizza Hut of our memories, but the Pizza Hut specifically of my dad's memories, where he would go with his uni friends. This is when they had the like booths, the like four seat kind of cushioned booths, and they had the overhanging glass light shades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And which would attract just hundreds of moths in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And then his dad and his friends had a competition who could suck the most moths off the light shade with a straw, the big straws they
give
you.
Excuse me?
What? What are you talking about?
I think I've made my point.
What? Are you just sucking up moth dust?
No,
they're
moths.
Dusty, but just they've moths. Got that dust on them, like
they got
that dust.
They got that dust on them, yeah.
Is it moth
dust?
Spores.
Is it something else? Why are they so dusty?
I think they're spores.
I think it's dandruff.
Moth dandruff, probably. Yeah. While the initiative aims to elevate holiday gatherings with an unconventional pairing of pizza and wine.
Is that a little joke?
Is that
a fucking stupid Stephen Johnson?
Is that like a joke or is it not a joke?
Are you joking right now?
I don't think he's joking.
Oh.
This isn't how the Stephen Johnson that I know jokes.
He doesn't seem like a real jokey guy. Like he's being quite genuine in saying an unconventional pairing of pizza and wine.
It's not followed by like a forward slash S, is it?
No, there isn't anything to indicate his tone here. And there isn't like, you know, the emoji where it's like the upside down smiley face?
Yes.
Or the one where the smile's really wonky and one eye is kind of closed?
Yeah, none of that.
Yeah.
The unconventional pairing of pizza and wine?
Yeah. Strange.
Have you been to Venezia? Have you been to Firenze?
Yeah.
Been to Roma?
Have you been to Firenze?
Napoli. Sardinia. I've never been to
Toscana?
Capricciosa.
Gabagool.
Sasucci. All right. So next to Lucy's memoir in the Venn thing, the bigger circle with
the
stupid
thing.
Fuckheads, let's put in
a little circle. Grocer on Guru.
Yeah, Grocer on Guru didn't know pizza and wine together is the
idiot.
Thing. Idiot.
It appears to miss the mark on several critical fronts. Instead of being an industry hit, tomato wine has industry experts and consumers alike asking, what are they thinking? Modern consumers are migrating toward grocerants and meal bundling solutions that offer convenience.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
They should have, and this is just the Grocerant Guru speaking.
It's just the...
Done of a more of a grocerant thing.
Mm.
I agree. Actually.
You should have done more of a taking my advice as a consultant kind of a move.
Yeah.
Is this not grocerant?
Yeah.
This isn't a grocerant item to me.
You don't think this is grocerant?
Well, because grocerant items.
I'm getting grocerant vibes from this.
A grocerant's like something from the
store
that you can have
is branded from the restaurant.
Right. And this is something else.
But this is not a lot. Like, obviously, you can do Pizza Hut branded ready to go pizzas from the grocery
freezer
store.
Section. That's a grocerant item. Yeah.
That's a grocerant item. What has that got to do with this?
Yeah.
Well, they should have done grocerant.
Okay. They should have gone grocerant.
Like, so just instead of doing tomato wine, they should have done grocerant. So,
yes. Yeah. It, which is his solution
or
to
made
like most.
The tomato
his
wine solution a grocerant everything. Item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to want some. Make sure you can pick it up at a 7-Eleven.
While Pizza Hut's inclusion of the Triple Treat Box, a well-priced bundle featuring pizzas, breadsticks, and dessert, is a step in the right direction, the pairing with tomato wine seems out of sync with consumer desires.
A step in the right direction? Hey, Pizza Hut, if you ever want to get to the big leagues.
Yeah, you got to listen to Stephen Johnson from Tacoma, Washington. The introduction of tomato wine reflects a risky attempt at novelty that doesn't align with proven flavor trends. For example.
Yeah, that's because it's a joke, you fucking idiot.
Well, he hates that. He hates silliness.
He hates silliness. Novelty. He hates the kind of joy of life.
Yeah, this man lacks joie de vivre.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's our diagnosis.
Ooh, I have just found out that it did come with Pizza Hut branded wine glasses.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
Lucy, you could have been drinking out of these every day.
They're like that tacky, like metal.
They're like solid red. They're solid red.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's so dope. You could be having your Tempranillo out of room temperature metal. I guess you could chill it in the fridge real nice.
You can chill it in the fridge.
I've got to say, the shape on the glass is actually quite nice. That's
like actually quite nice. They've got like a contemporary, like a wide base sort of tulip glass. Great for a red.
You get a
little,
you get a branded.
Perfect for a red.
And I love the Pizza Hut logo.
Oh, it's the classic one, and it's in the shape of the Pizza Hut. So every time you look at it, you're reminded of the good times that you had there.
This
This
reviewer from the Today Show says, "I'm shocked to find there is an actual cork in the bottle and not a screw cap. I received the gift box with two commemorative stainless steel Pizza Hut wine glasses and a tomato red wine opener, which retails for $60.
I don't think it does. A wine opener that retails for $60.
The wine and the glasses and the wine opener together in a box.
Also, Americans are stupid. Like, they think a cork means the wine is better quality. That's just
it's not real. You're so stupid. You're so stupid.
Where did
all of our wines have a screw
put
cap.
Hands over her face.
Yep.
Fucking donkeys.
How big's the dimple on the bottle?
It's got a nice wax cover on it, though. I like that.
Oh yeah, that does that. That reads as class.
Kind of gives the wine bottle a foreskin kind of look.
Yeah, it's kind of got a little foreskin on it.
That's okay. As an example of what does align with proven flavor trends, he's got two point bullet points here.
Yeah.
Number one, flavors that resonate. Mm-hmm. Recent studies from Technomic reveal that consumers gravitate towards savory, smoky, and spicy flavors in beverages, such as a jalapeno-infused margaritas or bourbon with hints of caramel and cinnamon. A tomato-based wine, though unique, is unlikely to resonate with a broad audience seeking more traditional or appealing flavor profiles.
That's not the point.
What are you talking about? It's a joke. Pizza Hut should have made a bourbon? To go with pizza? Are you fucking stupid?
Where are they going to
find? They should have made a nice Shiraz.
A garlic Shiraz?
Where are they going to fit the barrels in the store? Are they going to throw out pizza?
Yeah. And they need to sell those pizzas called Bourbon Hut, Stephen.
Oh my God, I'm reading a review of this. The first point in the gift box's favor is that the corkscrew works, but now that I've wafted the cork under my nose, I am quite taken aback.
Why are you doing that? It's a joke wine.
I was expecting just faint notes, a slim homage to the inspiration here. I thought maybe it would be tomato and fresh basil and just a nod to garlic down low. Instead, I am greeted with an aroma so strong as to evoke one of those housewarming tips like boiling water with orange peel and cinnamon sticks for a holiday atmosphere, except that someone has decided to simmer a bottle of Pinot Noir with a tablespoon of King Arthur's pizza seasoning.
Sure. Oh,
that sounds great.
All right. What do you expect?
Yeah, what did you fucking expect?
Fucking tomato wine.
I bought the joke wine and it was bad. Ask me anything.
I'm a dipshit and I got a dipshit outcome.
It is mercifully free of cheese flavor, but the pizza seasoning is unmistakable. There's a sweet fresh tomato, especially up high, and then dried basil, oregano, thyme, maybe a little paprika, and most definitely, most assuredly, garlic.
Herbaceous.
I understand what they
sounds
about
like a nice Grenache.
You know? This sounds like exactly what he was describing, though. Consumers gravitate towards savory, smoky, and spicy flavors.
Mm-hmm.
He's delivering all of that. He, Mr. Pizza Hut, is delivering with his wonderful tomato wine.
There's even a salty quality to it. It is absolutely hideous in a glass. And then this as its own paragraph. This is the entire paragraph. Undrinkable. Full stop.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, maybe for you. You know what? I'm going to start out with I'm going to drink a bottle of a beautiful Nero Diavola. Maybe a Dolcetto. Mm-hmm. Alianico. Maybe. And then I'm going to drink the pizza wine. I'm not even going to fucking blink. It's going to disappear. You're going to see that go into the fucking forbidden zone. Put it down on the table. Pop the cork out.
Be gone.
Oh, thought we just opened that one.
I reckon you could cook with this wine, though.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a good cooking one.
Hell yeah.
Use that as a base for a beautiful pizza sauce. for a beautiful ragu.
A beautiful bolognese.
I'm just learning for the first time that that Campbell's made soup-infused chocolate truffles.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that sucks. I hate it when things are joke chocolate stuff.
Oh, that's where you that's where you draw the line. We don't fuck around with chocolate. I think we were actually spoiled for joke chocolate products in like the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Like during COVID when
Cadbury went mental.
Yeah, where they were like, hey, you know how we're like a giant evil mega corporation and we own every brand? We're combining all our shit now.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you got like a Cadbury block of chocolate with Jats in it?
Yeah.
And then it was fucking delicious.
I didn't have that.
That
sounds
good.
So good. Vegemite chocolate, not good. That's a joke product.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't buy joke products.
Maybe if we had a labeling system where like sounds crazy, like, but it's actually good.
Satire, I'm a sucker. I love a joke product. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been tempted by those coffee flavored Doritos. Haven't done it yet though.
I'm not curious.
It doesn't sound good.
$2 for a joke product though. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you're selling it for $2, the Coke Oreos, apparently disgusting.
No, they're, I don't mind Oreo Coke. Maddie fucking loves them. She's bought like 4 packets of them.
Hold on. I know that there's Oreo flavored Coke. Are you telling me that there's Coca-Cola flavored Oreos?
From the Coca-Cola flavored Oreos were first.
Yeah, I've had a lot of those Coca-Cola flavored Oreos now, and they're honestly pretty decent because it's just like, it's just cinnamon, basically. That's like the taste you're getting from the Coca-Cola.
You think that's all Coca-Cola is?
And I call them potato scallops.
Number two, perception matters. Yes. For many, the concept of a tomato-infused wine carries an element of ridicule rather than intrigue.
Yeah, that's because it's a joke. It's a joke, it's a shared joke at their expense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that they're not taking themselves too seriously.
When food marketing becomes the butt of a joke, the brand risks alienating its core audience.
Oh, I'd hate to alienate stoned guys.
Yeah.
Or like tired single mums. Like who the fuck is getting alienated from Pizza Hut?
Is Pizza Hut still big in the US? I feel like Domino's is firmly taken over.
Which is not fair because Domino's is dog shit.
Garbage. It's dog shit.
And we're boycotting Domino's at the moment, I think.
Good.
Because of some ties to Israel, I think. Yeah,
and also because they're bad.
That's good. I haven't been there in years.
But Pizza Hut on the outer for sure. Like Domino's, I haven't seen the raw data, but I'm pretty sure Domino's dominating.
Domino's, yeah, domination, yeah.
Yeah, domination?
Domination. We'll get there. How come their cheese is white? What's up with the Domino's cheese?
It's something else.
How come it looking like that?
I like the stuffed crust though.
What are they putting in there? Marketing campaigns should create curiosity without diminishing brand integrity.
Everything should work perfectly all the time, grocerant guru. You fucking prick.
You don't want people to suddenly start thinking that, like, Takeaway Pizza is bad. Well, stupid. Yeah. If Pizza Hut had launched a wine with flavors complementary to popular pizza toppings, such as basil, garlic, or even smoked pepper, okay, what was in the fucking ingredients list from the article?
No. It's saying complementary to those things. It's saying if
that
Pizza
wine already
Hut,
exists. It's called yeah, Cab it's saying, Sev.
It's saying if Pizza Hut had, and this is fucking stupid, if Pizza Hut had launched a wine that paired well with pizza, it could have created a cohesive and compelling pairing. Shut the fuck up. Wine exists. You know what's worse than a Pizza Hut novelty wine? A Pizza Hut real wine.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be dog shit.
Even less likely for anyone to buy it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, did you try the Pizza Hut Syrah?
Oh, Pizza Hut Syrah?
If you went down to like Pizza Hut or Domino's and they were like, hey, would you like a 6-pack of Domino's beer with that? You'd be like, no.
Yeah. Oh, the Domino's Italian Pilsner?
Mm. If it came free with it, I'm pouring that one by one down my sinkhole.
Right onto grandma's head.
If they had done that, it could have created a cohesive and compelling pairing. Even a bold red wine tailored to the spices in pepperoni or sausage would have made more sense. You're just describing red wine.
People restaurant guru. Get this anywhere.
Josh. Pick up a Josh.
Get a Josh. Fuck, man. Here's what Pizza Hut could have done differently. Ugh. Number one, leverage popular beverage trends. Mm-hmm. Offer a wine infused with herbs or spices that pair universally well with Italian-inspired meals. What? You want an oregano-infused wine? A basil-infused wine instead? What are you
Sounds like you got it,
Stephen? Number two, promote mix and match pairing. Provide curated meal and beverage pairings with clear recommendations, making the product part of a customizable dining experience.
Like a restaurant?
What? Yeah.
I got to say, I work in marketing and this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He's getting in that Venn diagram. Like, this is stupid. You want Pizza Hut to provide like a wine pairing.
Yeah.
You're going to get a wine pairing from Pizza Hut.
Pay like a 15-year-old to be a sommelier?
You don't have to do a guided pairing at Pizza Hut. You just say drink a red wine with the pizza.
Just a red.
Fucking drink an Italian white.
Maybe a white.
Drink
a white pizza?
Any kind of wine. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Hey,
how about
you get a fucking $10 bottle of wine and
$5.
A pizza?
$5 yellowtail, big bold red.
Yeah. Yep. Go nuts. Yep. Fucking hell, you're having a perfect night. Ooh, this red wine's very red winey. Oh, yeah. This pizza's so pizza-ish.
See, what they could have done, what they could have done was perhaps, done some kind of brand pairing, some corporate synergy, and offered bottles of Yellowtail as part of a bundle.
Yeah, 100%.
The Italiano special.
Yeah.
Get yourself a big margarita and a bottle of Yellowtail Shiraz for only blah, 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 blah.
You know what? Go for the younger demographic. Get some of that Unico Zello. Get a Unico Zello Red.
Get some orange wine.
Oh, yes. A fun orange with a little pepperone.
Mm.
Maybe a Mr. Beast wineable.
What are the logistics here, though? What are the logistics here if a business like Pizza Hut or Domino's or whatever starts selling alcohol like via their website, you know? Suddenly going to have to like check ID and...
I think they started doing it in Australia recently, didn't they?
Did they? There's pizza restaurants that you can get wine and beer from, I feel like, on Uber Eats.
Yeah, the place I ordered from tonight where you order directly from the restaurant, they don't do the...
They don't do the
Uber Eats or whatever.
In COVID, they did it. In Victoria and Queensland, they did VB, Great Northern, Corona, and 4X Gold.
At Pizza Hut?
So you could get delivery from Pizza Hut that came with like a six-pack beer.
Yeah, now you got to drink drive if you want that.
Yeah.
So the place I just got my pizza, we got pizza tonight, and this place you can get... They've got like you can get Capital from them.
Mm-hmm.
You can get bloody Coronas. You know, you can get all kinds of stuff. Bloody good on them.
Any Crown Lager?
Uncle's Delight.
Uncle's Delight.
No, that's too fancy. You've got to align it to the brand.
Yeah. I don't know
where do you get the uncle that's got it all?
Oh, beer and pizza is a heavenly combo.
It's a nice combo, but you're taking up a lot of space with those.
You are
carbs.
Taking up a lot of.
You know, like wine allows you to eat more pizza.
It's too bread
based. You need a whole space in your stomach for pizza.
Yeah, I should have pizza for dinner. Number three, avoid gimmicks. Like grocery.
Right at the end of this fucking list was like, don't do it also.
Yeah. A campaign tied to classic flavors or upscale holiday dining would have been less risky and more appealing to a demographic already receptive to holiday indulgence.
So the last time I looked at the Domino's menu, they had a Smurfs pizza that had like a blue sauce on it.
Oh, the Smurf cum special?
Yeah. Smurf cum.
Yeah. This is just... This is a man who believes that he has cracked the secret of the universe, and it
I
is
love
the grocer
on guru.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this guy.
This is the maddest he's made me so far, I think.
Just showing his ass. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
You have no fucking idea what you're talking about. He probably gets paid like a mint. He probably gets paid like a fucking fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Our ideas are better. Sponsors. Look at me. I'm the grocer on guru now.
We are the grocer on guru.
Mr. Beast Wineables.
Wineables and a spicy veg supreme. Hey, we have personal issues with Stephen Johnson, the grocer on guru. We talk about other people's personal issues in Paging Dr. Lucy.
you find that you are having a little relationship trouble. I'm just gonna pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
Have you guys seen a photo of the Gross Wrong Guru?
No, I've never seen the face of the Gross Wrong Guru.
Here it is. Who wants to describe him? Who wants to describe the Gross Wrong Guru?
Oh my God. I don't know what I was expecting. He looks like a Republican senator.
Well, like a Republican. What's that actor's name? Is it Stephen Tobolowsky?
Stephen Tobolowsky with.
Beautiful. He's also got red like tortoiseshell glasses.
Like a fashion model gap between the front teeth. Like a Kate Moss gap.
An Andrewish.
Just like me.
Kind of Andrewish.
Sort of, yeah.
It's quite sort of
like
he's
a
also
future
got,
Andrew.
He's wearing really fashionable like tortoiseshell glasses.
That's very generous of you to say very fashionable.
Very fashionable, but in combination with a dog shit 1990s style polyester suit. Blue
and that tie? No
tie.
Good. Cornflower blue shirt, sunbeam yellow tie. Not looking good, pal.
That shirt is radiating cornflower blue. That is the most powerful cornflower blue I've seen on a man.
I was picturing a man, I'm going to say, I was picturing in my mind's eye a 37-year-old man.
Yeah.
This is not a 37-year-old man. This is a 55-year-old man.
I was kind of picturing a sort of Matty Iglesias sort of head.
Yeah.
Bonce
yes.
on him, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. certainly.
Hey, in February of this year, the Grocerant Guru stated, quote, "The Vision Pro headset has elevated every brand's relationship with every customer, making it a one-on-one immersive personalization experience."
What do you mean?
Slam dunk.
I think we found a one-man harbinger postcode.
Yeah.
Avoid this man's ideas and opinions if you can. Whatever he is into, it is not hot. It does not have the juice.
I think, I'm assuming he posted this before knowing what the Vision Pro was.
Or like it's, how it sold like 10 headsets.
It's a list of 10 ways in which the Vision Pro is going to change restaurant marketing strategies. Number 8 is dynamic menu displays. Say goodbye to static menu boards.
Whoa, restaurants can create... Those.
Restaurants could create dynamic AR-enhanced menu displays using the headset. As customers walk by, the menu adapts.
No!
What? Why do you need that? Why do you need the headset?
How we're all cruising around with our $8 million headset on.
Have you guys ever seen, in any setting whatsoever, an Apple store, the privacy of someone's home, out in public, fucking whatever, have you ever seen anyone wearing a Vision Pro headset in real life?
I've never seen anyone wearing one, nor have I seen a headset.
No.
Unoccupied.
No, right. No one's walking down the street and being like, ah, immersive menu. Ooh, bundled items.
I think the VR kind of world also, it's emblematic of the sickness of these people that they can only imagine technological breakthroughs in terms of how people can use it with purchases.
Yeah.
Like, you can walk through a shop with it. Why would I hate walking through a shop?
Why would I be wearing my headset at the shops?
Doing any of that or putting a headset on to experience a virtual shop. I hate being in the shop.
I remember watching Spielberg movie Minority Report where Tom Cruise is like walking through the subway and every ad is like scanning his eyes and shouting his name at him and thinking, I can't wait. I can't fucking wait for that to happen.
We're getting there.
I can't wait until every billboard can worm tongue in my ear. My leech. Yeah. It would be dope if you bought these shoes.
Pizza Hut.
I don't think we're getting there because Google has like... At this point, something approaching like 15 years of everything that I have written or posted online, which is a lot, and they're still serving me ads for the army.
Well, that's the fucking thing is that like we already have a system where the ads worm tongue you, but they don't do it by screaming in your like AR. They do it by just like the app is like, oh, this person is starting to think that they might be trans. Let's feed them some stuff about that. Like, they, yeah, like the algorithm is
confirming
already
something it thinks you're already doing.
And let's throw out some suggestions for what that could be. Used copies of Fallout New Vegas.
That's right.
Warhammer 40K figurines.
Now, I know that we need to move on from the Gross Rock Guru. We are in a different segment now, but
yeah.
I have to read out number three on this list. So again, this is a man who sits himself down and he says,
Linux laptops.
How can I see the future and lead this industry to the promised land? Okay, and this is what he's come up with virtual food tasting.
Shut.
I don't think we have the technology.
No, we do. We do. I saw it like last week. They've got a thing that like blends. Yeah. Unfortunately, what? We do. We've got taste of vision. I'm sorry. We've got taste of vision.
It's not happening via a fucking Apple Vision Pro.
It's not happening via Apple Vision Pro, though. No, that is a missing piece that they will update in the next firmware rollout, yeah. I think.
He says, with the Vision Pro headset, restaurants can take customers on a virtual food journey. Imagine patrons virtually tasting different dishes, exploring ingredients, and experience the ambience of various dining spaces, all before setting foot in the physical restaurant.
Imagine the restaurant guru, grocery guru virtually tastes my taint.
I'm sorry, Ben, please. To the Dr. Lucy
let's get
segment.
This. Let's
paging Dr. Lucy. Let's do
Let's
this.
Land this episode.
Let's land it.
This is from r/swingers. People don't play at our parties.
Oh.
Like patty cake? What are we talking here?
You know what they mean.
I don't know what they mean.
You know what play means to these people.
No, because it could mean board games. It could mean Settlers of Catan with the expansions if they've got enough invitees.
I believe we did an entire segment about this where somebody was asking for suggestions of icebreaker board games.
Sexy board games, yeah.
Ticket to Ride, the European map.
Ticket to Ride, penis edition.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just looked like you were going to try and get a sort of like a pun or a something in there, and then my wife and I hold monthly parties alternating with another couple. They're based around a Facebook group of around 45 people, around half of whom attend any given party.
Are the rest lurking, or are they like waiting?
They're busy. Maybe they're waiting to see the attending list.
You know,
you get invited to a Facebook group by a mutual friend, and it's like fun party group, and you're like, "Cool, I'll join a fun party group." And then you're like, "Oh."
And then the first post you see is a joint Facebook account, Grant and Linda, and they're both wearing like leather, and they're like ready to play. You're like,
shit, but you can't leave. That'd be kind of rude.
So I would never leave that group. I would want to see what was going on.
I'd stay there forever, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see Grant and Linda in leather.
Unfortunately, the first rule of whatever that group is that you have to fuck.
Yeah, you got to fuck on the first time you come.
Yeah,
if this is your first night.
First night, yeah.
You must fuck.
Yeah, you have to come, yeah.
Well, sex isn't just about coming, actually. Mm. We've been holding.
What else is it?
We've been holding them for 5 years and have grown into a close-knit group, adding new members by word of mouth and from people I contact via SLS.
So for a second there, I thought you were saying, and by eye contact. I've been eye-fucking strangers until they agree to come to my house.
Fine, I'll fuck your wife. I assume that's something lifestyle, but I'm not sure. People keep coming back, so they must be enjoying themselves. The only problem is they don't get naked or play like they used to. Mm. At the last party, I was naked. My wife wore a sexy outfit and everyone else wore normal clothes.
That's so funny. That's Babadook at the fucking wine mums.
Yeah. You're the freaks now.
You're the weirdos. I don't think you have to come to the swingers party nude.
Can't you start in like your normal clothes? From what I've seen.
Kind of take cues from the amount of clothes that other people have on?
It's a swinger party. Like you don't have to be nude for it.
That's the goal, right?
I'm thinking like
eventually.
That's the goal, but what about the journey?
Like a nice button up? Maybe jeans. You could probably get away with jeans, but like
later
on the evening.
Got buttons up the side. You whip
you're
them off?
Sitting, you're sitting on the couch. You're sitting on a in a four-seater couch. And
slutty
it's
outfit.
Like,
top buttons and, undone.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I like the idea of it starting more as like a cocktail party.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Everybody can have a few drinks, loosen yeah. up, you know.
And then
some
suddenly
music
it's like,
on,
oh,
and then
the
like,
Wilsons. The Wilsons are on the couch.
Hey, we've both hey. Wanted to sort of like suck and be sucked by the Wilsons. Like
Mrs. Wilson's getting fingered.
Yeah. Like, that's much sexier than just, like, I'm imagining this guy sitting on the couch nude.
Yeah, Darren's
everyone
just
else
nude.
Has clothes on. He's got the exact
soft.
Kind of, like, feel and vibe of... Have you guys seen that Something Awful goon vomiting at a party photo?
No.
Where it's just, like, it's a huge nerd who's obviously having a bad time at a party. He's on a couch and he has vomited more than a human has ever vomited before in, like, human history. But now he's just sort of it's the acceptance phase where he's sort of just sitting in it, and that's
just
what this
like,
man's nudity feels like to me.
Yeah, this guy's like he's sitting there being like, "Hey, who wants to suck on this shit?" While like everyone else is like playfully using a wine glass as an item of seduction,
yeah.
like brushing their lips against it before they have a sip of wine, and they'd be like, yeah. "Oh, this Dolcetto is making me feel so carefree. I could oh. just."
I need to stand near this fainting couch. And this guy's like, one dick, two balls.
I am jacking off. Who would like to take over? Because my wrist is sore.
Brushing my friend's wife's hair away from her neck to like gently touch her earring and ask her about it. While this guy's like, is anybody going to suck me? Hey, what do you think is worse? Okay, because it took me a second to get that this guy's saying that they host the parties, right?
It's in his house.
It's in his house, right? So which one is worse?
Oh, welcome. Just open the door. Like, welcome to my pleasure-torium.
Darren's nude.
Oh, you might have noticed that I am semi-erect.
That's the worst way to be, by the way, is just pointing straight out.
It's no good. You want to be... Full on or nothing at all?
Or nothing
I
at
think
all.
He's nothing at all. I you think
wanna,
no, he's at nothing at all.
You want to limit the in-between
well, the
phase to
on.
As short as possible.
It's cold in there. He's going to have a bunch of bodies coming in soon. There's going to be 22 and a half people in there.
He's looking like the ending no. to Observe and Report as soon as
yeah,
you open
yeah,
the
yeah.
door.
But he's saying to his wife, no, you know, it's like penguins. Once there's enough of us in here, the space warms up.
The space
know?
Will warm up once the bodies the are in here. Up, the right, music so, is actually too loud at the start as well because acoustically all the bodies are going to absorb some of the sound. So
which one's worse? You hold a swingers party and you answer the door nude, but every person who comes in is fully clothed?
Man,
or
that's pretty bad.
Or you arrive at a swingers party completely nude and everyone else there is clothed.
I think it's... Like, of course everyone's going to be fucking clothed when they arrive because they had to get there.
To get to your
yeah.
house.
I think it's definitely the former because with the latter, you can kind of go, oh, you know what? I've made a calculation in error.
Yeah.
I'm going to head on
I'm
back.
I'm a goofy guy.
I was an eager beaver.
I'll be back here in 15 minutes. And we could just start this whole yeah. thing again.
You know what? I'm going to go do a quick jack off. And then I'm going to yeah. come back wearing sort of like fun, casual but nice clothes.
Party yeah. shirt. Flamingo shirt.
Party shirt. I'm going to wear shorts and thongs, but like a fun vintage party shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to start sort of like giving your wife a back massage. And you're going to like look yep. at me being like, are you? And I'll say, I am. And then I'll fuck your wife.
Yeah.
yeah.
And we're fine. There's no problem. But right
Ben's going to wear his original cut ruggers, not the yes. newer cut with the longer inseam, no
those.
Underpants, and yeah. he's going to sit straight down on that couch.
Yeah.
Let you see what's
they don't,
up.
They don't all arrive there in the mask and the robe with the dick and shit hanging out at the front in the Eyes Wide Shut party.
No.
They have the
They're
mask
clothed.
To begin with, but they also have clothes
it's kind
on.
Of the suggestion.
The suggestion.
You,
want, then...
like, she's, you can sort of tell because she's wearing a low-cut dress.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But like, there's a little hint of lace just above the cut. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Where's the hint of lace?
Oh, it's
this?
An evening of sexiness.
I'd
now
also
I
like
understand.
To know what day of the week the party is on.
Tuesday.
Because if it's like, if it's Tuesday and I just finished work and like yeah. said goodbye to the babysitter like, and stuff.
We got a
and
fucking
then,
Uber
I forgot
here.
This was
yeah,
on.
I get an
I
Uber
forgot
there.
We had the sex party tonight. I'm
and
pushed.
And I open the door and Jerry is standing there like, what's the fucking deal?
Yeah.
Why can't I see your dick?
He's looking me up and down at my normal regular clothes.
Hey, Jerry, how about you say hi? How about you ask me how my week is?
Yeah. How about you ask me about my day for once? Yeah.
How about you run your hand through my chest hair?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a few buttons undone, suggestively. Just a few buttons.
What, have you guys ever heard of
a little bit of
like
chest hair?
A little bit of body fat, a little bit of chest hair.
A little bit of body fat, a little bit of chest hair.
A little bit of muscle underneath, though, so you can be, is this incidental exercise? Because you don't look like you...
It's fat on the body, but you can tell that he works out.
You look so strong. Actually, can you help me move the pool table over there? Because we might want to fuck over. Oh, you did that by yourself. A little bit of chest hair.
We can put a cover down on the pool table, by the way.
I got one of those Instagram blankets where you could just put them through the wash, no matter what liquids you get on there, that I keep getting advertised. Not sure why.
Hmm. Yeah.
Very strange. Don't know if you guys have seen those.
I've seen those.
Interesting.
To get ads for the army.
Interesting.
Very strange. Okay.
Only about 6 people headed off discreetly to the bedroom to play, and the rest just ate, drank, and had lively conversations.
Sounds fine.
6 more than none.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
I get that you're very fixated on the group sex aspect of this, but if you're sustaining a weekly alternating venue, weekly gathering where everyone's having a great time just chatting and having some drinks, and a few people are in a group sex situation, awesome.
That's ideal, right?
If you're an adult like a weekly thing that you do with a shitload of friends, how the fuck is everyone finding the time?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm going to assume that like the 6 people that headed off are like the hot people.
They're the hotties.
And
let's
be real, everyone came there to have sex with that guy's wife, but that guy's wife is busy with somebody else. So it's like, you don't have to just pair off because you're the ones that are left.
I don't think it's the hotties. If it was the hotties, everyone would be in there.
I think if you see the 7 goes into a bedroom with a 9 and you're a 5, you're thinking, well, I'm not in the 9s league, but I am in the 7s league, sort of, kind of. So like, I could kind of tag along into that situation. I think these people should just be fucking thrilled that they can have 25 people go to a gathering every week and have a great time.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these people are so fixated on the sex aspect of what they're doing that they don't care about the sexiness aspect. They don't care about the sensuality or the
seduction.
They don't
care about the lead up, the sensuality, the flirtation, the seduction.
The lead up's like 90% of it. Yeah. Oh, the seduction. Oh, I'm like, I've always wanted to fuck Craig's wife, but we've never quite done it. But she's sort of...
Yeah, it's like, what if Craig's wife just shows up nude?
Yeah.
Is that exciting?
If she just like stands nude in front of me, it's like, all right, do you want to fuck? Okay, sure. But what if I tell her a story about my day, and when she laughs, she doesn't put her hand on my shoulder. She puts her hand so her like her fingers are resting on one of my pecs.
Yeah.
And she throws her whole head back.
What if I feel like I'm the only man in the room? When she speaks to me,
it's like there's literally no one else there. And I'm thinking,
how do we find ourselves here?
She just like sort of put a hand to her temple and said, oh, I need to just lie down for a second. Do you want to come and keep talking to me? Because I'm loving this conversation in the master bedroom, the one that I know has a spa in it.
Yeah. It's pretty loud out there. You should shut the door behind.
Oh, crazy. Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, the world is such a beautiful place. And it honestly, every week I feel so thrilled that we get to cast our 8 eyes around at the world and take in something new and think about something we've never thought about before. And I hope
we're learning something.
Yeah, we're on this journey together. We're thinking, do I want to fuck someone else's wife? Do I want my wife to be fucked by someone else?
Maybe.
And how much flirting before that?
Probably a hard no from me as well. But tomato wine, that's interesting.
I got to try that.
If you liked listening to this bonus episode, great. You paid for it. Well done. Smart choice. If you didn't, next one could be better. Who knows?
Who knows?
Most are worse than this.
Yeah, but
generally speaking,
probably one of the better ones.
I mean, I had a great time. I had a blast.
It doesn't get better than this.
Don't.
Does it?
It could. We will definitely see you on the free episode. Stay safe out there. If you got to try the pizza tomato wine and you tried it with an open heart and an open mind.
Oh, please, right.
And an open mouth.
And an open mouth because you were drinking it by the bottle at a party that you didn't really want to go to.
Yeah, if you had it via an IV, it doesn't count. You got to taste it.
Tell us about it. If you had it going in with a cynical mind, I don't fucking care. I don't want to hear about that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want a jaded, cynical, closed off approach to this tomato wine. I want someone who genuinely was ready to enjoy themselves to tell me about it.
If your heart is closed, we cannot commune.
Yes. Yes. Open eyes, open heart, open wallet to pay for the bonus episodes. We will see you next week. Stay safe out there.
Bye. Bye. Bye.